But when you, I see, when you washed it, it would...
When you washed it, it all shrunk, all is going to shrink. In the piece, you washed it and ironed it. Then you cut you out your stuff and made your dress. It wouldn't shrink anymore. But if you did that, if you made your dress before you shrunk it, then it would, it'd be too short or be too tight, because it would shrink.
Mm-hmm. What did you, what would you put on the bed other than sheets when you, for, what would you put on your bed for warmth?
Blankets.
Yeah.
They use quilt most of the time, which I use blankets all the time.
Did you ever have a fancy top cover maybe that you, some sort of fancy top cover that would go on the bed, what'd you call that?
Bedspread. Mm-hmm. And now we had counterpins when I came along. They're all bedspreads now. Mm-hmm. But there's difference between a counterpin and a bedspread.
What's the difference?
Well, one is, of course a bedspread is, you know, they're fuzzy, fluffy. I don't know whether I got a bedspread on in there or not. I believe I got a bedspread on there. There's a bedspread here, there's a counterpin on there. But it's heavy, real heavy, just a counterpin was.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things you put your head on?
Pillows, and we had pillow shams. I have pillow shams for my pillows.
Did you ever have a pillow that would go from one end of the bed?
Bolster.
Bolster. It would do what? It would go?
All the way across the bed. It's a bolster. Then you put your pillows on top of that bolster, then you put your shams on that.
But the bolster goes
all the way across.
Clean across.
Now, I want to dress my beds up. I put the bolster on, I put the pillows on top of that, and then put the shams, pillow shams on.
You had a big house, I saw from that picture, but did y'all have enough room to sleep all the kids in beds?
Oh, yes, we slept two in a bed. And sometimes that we'd at the boys' room, we had two beds. That's four. I took care of four, you see. And sometimes we'd have cots or single beds.
Would you have kind of a makeshift place on the floor that people might sleep?
Pallets. Oh, when they had company, we had pallets. Put on quilts and make it pallets. Put on Baptist pallets.
Baptist pallets? I want to ask what those are.
It's just a quilt on the floor. They're called Baptist pallets.
Yeah. Now, if you went to somebody's house and they weren't there, what would folks say to you? Somebody might come to the door and you'd say, no, he's not.
He's not in.
Yeah.
Or he's not at home.
He's
not here.
What if you were out back? They might say,
She's in the kitchen. I'll call her. She's outdoors.
That's
what I'm
saying. Say you went into town and you saw somebody you hadn't seen for a long time. You might come back in, and back in the old days you'd tell your husband, you'd say, guess who I
saw?
Or look who I ran into today. Or ran afoul of.
You say, look who I ran into.
Yeah. Did you name your child, did you give your child the same name you have?
No. She's named for her grandmother, Jane Mary.
I see.
For my husband's mother, Jane Mary. She was Jane Mary. So we call her Jane Mary.
Who were you named?
I was named for a novel. One of Mama's old sweethearts named me. He was reading this novel, and Verona Dumas was the queen of the book, or the heroine of the book, and that's who he named me.
Well, I'll be.
And it's